I did take my little dongle apart, and I couldn't find any jumper, but I ended up jumpering pin 7 to pin 10. So pin 10 is the ground, pin 7 is the low, and that got me down to about a half a watt. So I was pretty happy with that, but I got the big silver box. I haven't done that to that yet either. So, you know, like, the big thing is the, you know, the Sherry Pie, blah, 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 everything else like that. Well, what that guy's doing is he's cutting the power back, i.e. jumpering 7 to 10 or 7 to 11, I'm sure you know this, or grounding it to get it half power. Then he's putting some sort of bandpass filter on it to keep it narrow. And I haven't quite figured out what the bandpass filter is, but I'm sure that's pretty inexpensive. I just have to find it and know where it goes.
Yeah, just trying to keep it honest. You can actually buy, they sell them, and we had, Eric had bought a couple. You can actually, like, where you put it on the SMA connector, and then you plug your antenna into there, so then it keeps the spurious emissions away, because, you know, that thing's just going to spew out. But, you know, the power levels are so low that I don't, you know, even it does spurious emissions, I don't think it really, it only really matters if you want to just be, you know, a perfectionist, I guess. But it's so low power that, I mean, you're going to interfere with yourself, I guess.
Yeah, and then on the flip side, too, I thought about this. Okay, the good one for the USB is only $100. So by the time you get done with all that screwing around, why not just give the guy the $100? Let him do it.